Da, 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 da. Welcome to Trambles. Welcome to Trambles. My name is Tim, and I don't have much to say. I really don't have much to say today. That's why I'm starting out with this goofy voice. I've been working on projects, see? There's a website I go to where I apply for voiceover work, and as of yet, have not been hired for anything. Doing various types of accents and things, and commercials, and all sorts of scripts, even free ones. The hardest one today that I imagine most people would think I'd be able to nail, to ace, would be talk show host. We need a radio talk show host to deliver lines or someone's listening in their car. Well, I recorded it over and over and over and over until I was finally satisfied with what I'd recorded and submitted it, and now I wait for the answer that will never come. The answer that will never come, they'll never hire me, and that's just the way things are here on January 8th, 2024. And should I do the whole podcast in this voice? I don't think so. I'll probably lose it. That's right. I'll probably lose it. I'll just ramble, ramble, ramble. And it's not a very easy business to get into. It's not a very, I don't know, simple business. Nowadays, everything's done with AI, and the AI is coming to take all of our jobs. Someday, even if you have a radio and there's still radio stations, you'll turn it on and everything will be AI generated, from the DJ to the commercial to the music to the phone number to the callers. Everything will be fake. It'll be like Phil Hendry, except Phil Hendry's fake, and his brain, the fake brain, is creating new brains. By the way, I discovered an archive that I had on a hard drive. I save all my hard drives. When a computer dies, the first thing I do is remove the hard drive, and then I transfer things that I forgot to back up, you know, the 4 or 5 years that I've had the computer. And I'm just about ready for another one because my Mac is dying. And now I only have my work PC. I don't have a good computer. And yet I need one because I have a very difficult time with my gnarled up hands editing little videos like all the Walter White videos I've been doing for Radio Labyrinth. They're a lot of fun, though. I love creating the AI and writing the script and having the AI run the Walter White audio, get a bunch of different clips and edit them together so it sort of sounds like he's really having a conversation or really speaking or orating or whatever. And then I have the image generator give me a bunch of images. This last one I did last week with the zombie deer, I think I don't know, I had over 120 different images, and I didn't use that many. And the one I'm working on now is a little simpler because it's less complex, and it doesn't involve zombie deer. I realized after the zombie deer one that I had done deer 2 weeks in a row because the previous one was Santa got run over, or Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and so they were reindeer. So now you have reindeer, and then you have white-tailed deer from the Northeast, or they're all over the place, I guess. They're down here, too. Them's good eating, unless they got the chronic wasting disease, which the media refers to as zombie deer. I don't know that it turns them into zombies. Do they run around eating other deer when they have chronic wasting disease? Do they amble slowly and eat the brains and wear old clothes and crawl out of their deer graves? I don't know. I posted it to Reddit. By the way, if you want to follow me on Reddit, it's I'm Redbox Troll, REDDBOXXTROLL, double consonants at the end of all three words. But I posted it in the Breaking Bad memes subreddit, because that seems to be the only place that allows you to post things like that. If you post it into Breaking Bad, it'll get taken down. If you post it in Funny, they'll take it down. If you post it in Video, they'll take it down. The same old memes over and over again, regurgitated in those other groups. They're just, you know, the same thing over and over again. And I'm trying to create something new using the intellectual property of other people, but anyway, this week's, by the way, will have Jesse in it. Now I've lost my train of thought, but they're humorless dicks. Somebody posted in the thread underneath the one that I posted that,
well, actually, chronic wasting disease is real, and real deer get it.
Yes, I know. I know they get it. I know it's a real thing, but the headline is what I'm talking about. The journalists, so-called journalists, who write these dumb headlines, zombie deer is a slow-moving catastrophe. They're not zombies. You are trying to get people to read your article with your dumb headline. And it's a serious problem, of course, that I'm sure conservationists and hunters can take care of. You want to make sure that these deer get shot. And you don't want to eat deer that have that chronic wasting disease. I don't know if it can get to humans or not. Like Walter said in the video, or Brian or whoever,
I didn't read the article because the headline pissed me off so much.
Did anybody listen to the Cat Williams interview on Shannon Sharpe's show where he was talking all sorts of stuff about different comedians and things like that? See, I didn't get down on my knees in front of Harvey Weinstein. I didn't let Harvey Weinstein suck my penis. Let's have some more of this delicious, expensive cognac. Why ain't the fire lit? You got a fireplace. Why ain't it lit? Why are your clothes so tight, Shannon Sharpe?
That was an awesome interview. Cat Williams unleashed on Club Shay Shay. You know, it was like Joe Rogan talking to a conspiracy person from Hollywood, which he hasn't done in a while, or just anybody in general. That was about 2 hours and 46 minutes
of Cat Williams talking about, you know, he's not really even a comedian, you know, and, you know, and he's up here telling lies, and I've never told a lie in my life. When I go to a strip club, it's to save the strippers.
The last episode of Club Shay Shay that I listened to was the one with Ric Flair, because Ric Flair is an interesting interview no matter who's talking to him. But this, you know, Cat Williams is a funny guy, and in Atlanta, he's made a lot of news over the years because he got arrested so many times, and it was always headlines, and you always think, oh, there he is, he's getting arrested again, he's crazy. I don't think he's crazy. I don't think he's a bad person. And I'm basing all this not just on that interview that he did with Shannon Sharpe, but because I've watched things that he's been in, and I think that and I've actually seen him do stand-up a couple of times. I think he's very funny. And that whole story about Money Mike and talking about Terry Crews, a little bit about Ice Cube, not too much, but talking about what happened in the casting of that film and things that other comedians have said, he just sounds genuine and honest. And, you know, everybody's been talking about it for the past week. Ice Cube put out a video where he had to address what was said in there. I think he was interesting and made some good points. Those movies are fantastic, by the way. If you've never seen them, Friday After Next, etc., go watch them because you're going to laugh your ass off. He laid it all out there, said a lot of weird things, you know, but these are things that weren't new to me. I've just heard other people talking about them throughout the years. I've heard other comedians talking about, or not comedians, but actors and stuff, that kind of go off the deep end and talk about what really happens in Hollywood. And it's, by the way, what Kat's talking about isn't new. You can go back, and you can even find it on YouTube if you dig deep enough. Richard Pryor had a sitcom, or really a variety show, I guess, or a sketch show or whatever in the early 1970s. I'm going to look it up while I'm thinking about it. Richard Pryor had this show, and a lot of familiar names were on that show as writers and performers. And let's see, it was called The Richard Pryor Show. Okay, it wasn't the early 70s, mid-70s, so we're talking 1977. And listen to these people that were on it. First of all, Paul Mooney, who was an amazing comedian and an amazing writer. Yeah, speaking of Friday, you had John Witherspoon. You had Marsha Warfield. And then you also had Tim Reed. Now, who is Tim Reed? Well, he's Venus Flytrap from WKRP. Edie McClurg, who you know from also on WKRP. She was Herb Tarlick's wife, but she's been in a ton of movies. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, Ed, with your back, I don't think you should be throwing anybody.
And then, of course, the verbal tirade in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where she says,
"You're fucked."
She's a very funny actress. And then Robin Williams. Robin Williams, a writer, performer. But when the show got canceled, Richard did a roast, and he talked about having an encounter with a Hollywood producer with Paul Mooney and the things that he said you had to do. And he didn't beat around the bush at all. He just laid it all out there. And, you know, you can find it online, definitely on YouTube. Richard Pryor roast. And I don't really want to play a lot of it, but it's out there. Oh, yeah, it's right there. The full roast, 1977. It's on the official Richard Pryor YouTube page. It's friggin' hilarious. Check it out. And also, then you can watch clips from his show because it was way ahead of its time. and I guess it didn't last very long. I don't know that I was able to watch it. I don't recall watching it. I knew that it existed because I remember his face in the TV Guide ad.
But I wasn't, like, you know, dropping down to my knees to give a blowjob to Prince Charming just to be in Snow White and play one of the seven dwarves. That's not what I do.
I hope it's a suitable Cat Williams and that nobody cancels me for doing it, because I like him, so shut up. It's fun to listen to Club Shay Shay to hear Shin and Sharp talking, because it takes me back to the regular guys. We had this long era where on the regular guys, and it was especially during Regular Guy Squares where we did it most of the time. Now, you have to know who the regular guys and Regular Guy Squares, which I think most of you people know that are listening to the show. But Larry Wax would do Shannon Sharp, and I would do Barney Frank, the congressman from Massachusetts, who was the first, one of the first, I think maybe even the first openly gay member of Congress. And
Barney Frank, so he had a the Massachusetts accent and gravelly.
I can't even do him anymore. It's been so long since I've heard him speak. But I think we did it fairly well. But the whole gag around it is that Southside Steve Rickman worked out at this place called Jeannie's Body Tech, or Jean's Body Tech, which was in Buckhead. And I worked out there for a little while. It was a real nice place. And you could see Shannon Sharp in there working out. And I think he was retired by then for sure. Or maybe not. I don't remember. But he was in there working out, and I would see him every time I went in there. So Steve was sort of, I guess Steve was friends with him, actual friends with him. Because Steve's good at making friends with celebrities. He's not shy, and he's not afraid to let them know that he likes them. Steve is one of those guys that has the ability to talk to somebody and not come off as abrasive or needy or anything like that. It's hard to explain. Southside Steve Rickman can make friends with people because he's a charming person. A lot of people don't have that ability. I don't have it. I know I don't have it. I either come off awkward or pushy or distant. I don't know. I don't really have that ability to charm people. And, you know, it's a rare skill. Clinton had it back in the day. Now he's just a doddering old fart. But Bill Clinton had that ability, and Southside Steve Rickman has that ability still. That's why he was so good with clients, because he can talk the language, and he's not a bullshit artist. The cool thing is that it made him uncomfortable, because he was always worried that he'd be listening, that we would associate Shannon Sharp with Barney Frank. And the whole joke of the bit was that Shannon Sharp didn't know that Barney Frank was gay. And Barney Frank never let on that he was gay. He just liked hanging out with Shannon because Shannon was so good looking and so well built and muscular and strong. And me to explain the joke, you got it if you were listening, but that's just kind of what the joke was. But I listening now to a couple different episodes of Club Shay Shay, and this is a compliment, is I think that in a lot of ways, Steve could do a show like that, where he sits down and, you know, it's just him and another guest, just one guest, and they just talk. You know, Steve have producer give him some notes or something like that. And I think it would be fun. I think it would be really good like that, because Steve does, as he used to say, keep it real. I think it would be a nice compliment if he did something like that. And I know that he still works in radio and does podcasts and stuff, but I really think that's something he could do. Because, again, you can find all these wonderful videos of him talking to Bill Burr, where Bill Burr seemingly just destroys him. You know, these are old Regular Guys bits from Southside Steve TV days, where it looks like Bill Burr's just being a complete asshole. And these went viral on Cringe and things like that. But you watch the follow-up videos when he does it again, and Bill's just being like lighthearted and nice to him, not being one of those arrogant radio, I don't like you because you,
I don't like you, huh? Because it is, huh?
Can't do his voice. Don't care. Congratulations to the Buffalo Bills. I'm very, very happy. Speaking of football players, I can very happy that was a very tense game Sunday night between the Bills and the Dolphins. I was very stressed out, especially those three turnovers. You know, Josh and leads the Bills all the way. Josh Allen leads the Bills all the way down to the red zone, deep into the red zone. Two interceptions. And I'm the type of person, I can't do it anymore. 2004, 3 intense nights where the Red Sox came back from a 4-1 deficit to take over and win and go on to win the World Series that year. That broke me as far as fandom. Football fandom should have broken me a long time before that, but it didn't. You know, those 4 Super Bowls in a row. But I can't do it. I can't put myself through that kind of torture. I mean, and then you start thinking, why am I allowing myself to get upset over something this stupid that my football team is losing? But they did pull it out, and now they go on and play the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have to go up and face the Buffalo Bills up there in Buffalo. So it's, you know, Primanti brothers and buffalo wings and garbage plates and all pierogies. It's all going to mash up with Iron City and Labatt's and the Steelers' terrible towel and the Bills' mafia. And it's a nice, you know, well, it is a nice Western PA versus Western New York type of football game. And I hope it's a good game and that the Steelers win, I mean lose. I don't want the Steelers to win. I don't think they're going to win. But you never know. They just beat the Baltimore Ravens. Gash.
Anyways, I don't come on here to do Tramble.
See, I already lost to Cat Williams. I don't know if I'll get in trouble for doing it or not. I like him. I admire him. So if you're mad at me for doing an impression of him, then I feel bad for you. Because you shouldn't be mad at people for nothing. As always, Trambles is brought to you by me and also by Radio Labyrinth's longtime sponsor, Atlanta Pizza and Euro. Thank you to Mike Hall and everybody at the restaurant. Atlanta Pizza and Euro has set in for this winter season. They have over 40 beers in cans and bottles and 16 beers on tap. Delicious beer with a focus on local Georgia and southeastern craft beers. Their delicious selection has a feature, and that feature beer is Bold Rock Blackberry Hard Apple Cider, which isn't a beer. On draft, but it is good. Delicious and crisp with a clean, tart finish. Mike and Atlanta Pizza in Euro wants to help thank all the radios for listening to our podcast, including this, you know, audio-only one. Stop by in the new year, which is now, and mention you heard about Atlanta Pizza and Euro on Radio Labyrinth for a free dessert. How about that? The food truck is taking a short break for the winter into February, but there's always an exception. And if you're interested in booking a specific date, please contact Mike Hall at 770-483-6228. They're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday 12 to noon, and closed on Sunday. Also brought to you by LDI. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com. Please, rate, review, all that jazz on the audio versions. And certainly on the YouTube page that Dustin busts his balls to make look really, really cool. How do you like our new intro? I like it. I think Dustin did a kick-ass job and does a kick-ass job. Everybody on the show does. Our goal this year is to get back together in a face-to-face type situation with the equipment and stuff. And I'm kind of leery about doing one of those fundraising things because I think that, you know, we do ask very minimal from you know, the listeners to the Radio Labyrinth podcast. And we have some awesome producers and we have some awesome Patreon members all around. But these things are expensive, but we need to get back together. So we'll try to find a way to do it for free and try to find a way to do it for minimal cost. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I need to wrap this up. I got to do some prep for work and get back to doing some of those go-nowhere auditions. I got to find something else. I mean, geez. Maybe I'm stuck. Hey, does anybody need a nasally guy to record your commercial or to do a voice, a cartoon voice or something like that? I don't know. Just hit me up, okay? All right, everybody. Have a happy rest of your week. And, you know, remember that the next episode of Radio Labyrinth will be out on Saturday. and all that jazz. And you can listen to the Popcast too, which is my WSB podcast / radio show. My guest this week was Axel Lowe, who is the morning guy on 97.1 The River. So anyway, check it out. It's a lot of fun. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.